All right, welcome everyone to the AMP to 11 podcast. I am Brett Rohwer, CEO and founder of Amplify and Elevate Innovation. We have a very special episode here and a very special guest. We are joined by Matt Kennard, the CEO of Better Lesson. Matt, how are you doing today?
Hey, Brett. Good. Thanks for having us on. We're excited to get to chat on obviously the AMP Ed podcast. Also excited to be out in Albany this summer.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, if you haven't been following us, Amplify and Elevate Innovation, in partnership with the University at Albany, are having an AI symposium that's going to bring together state leaders from across New York State and the surrounding area. And it's really to make sure that folks know what are the most innovative and best practices that they can be engaging with up in Albany and then bringing back to their districts and communities throughout the summer and the upcoming school year. So we are super excited that Better Lesson is one of our major sponsors. They are one of the reasons we're even able to put this on. There is no fee to the educational leaders who are attending. So first, Matt, I just want to say on behalf of everyone, thank you for your generosity and support.
Well, we're excited to get to support this. And I think that, you know, AI is one of those interesting topics, right? It is ever present. And yet when we think about application in our space, it's almost a bit of a black box or a mystery. And I think that symposiums like this, honest conversations between leaders and thinking about application, it's a huge part of us figuring out how to use this tool effectively to advance outcomes for our students.
Yeah. So Matt, you've been a trusted leader in this space for years, as well as Better Lesson, an organization that you're at the helm of. Why don't you let our audience know, what is Better Lesson trying to achieve? What are your hopes to bringing the work you do to more communities in this area?
You know, it's interesting. Better Lesson started as a free lesson plan and instructional strategy practice provider, has evolved into a professional learning company. And really over the last 4 years, we've evolved into kind of what we hope to be the best support for leaders of teaching and learning organizations at the district and state level. And if we really think about where the world sits today, when we talk to leaders, there's two things that they're trying to do. They're trying to make sure that they have 100% post-secondary ready students at graduation. And let's be clear, post-secondary ready, meaning whether you're enrolled, enlisted, employed, you've had a rigorous, meaningful educational experience. And upon graduation, you're ready to persist in whatever's next for you, be that in a career or a four-year college, two-year college, right? We have a much more flexible definition of what that looks like. But you're ready to be there, persist, be gainfully employed, be a great contributing member of your local community. We also think a lot about how do we help those leaders not only produce that 100% post-secondary readiness, but how are we helping them think about doing that with the most efficient spend on resources? We know that dollars are not infinite, but really think about how do we tie those great student outcomes to where we're making investments and ensuring that where we put our dollars has high ROI for districts. And we think that it's, you know, high time that there's partners like Better Lesson who can sit with a district leader and say, how do we strategically plan for this? How do we implement at scale? And how do we use robust and accessible data to show our proof of progress?
Yeah, it's incredible. And as you said, everyone's looking for more efficient ways to increase their impact that they're having in the communities they serve. If you don't mind, take us behind the curtain a little more. You know, what's the Better Lesson like? What's the magic recipe? What's the secret sauce? How are you producing, you know, these impactful, more efficient ROIs for districts that people should know about out there?
Well, I think it's a combination of efforts. I think it starts with sitting down with our district and state leadership and really understanding what are our goals and what are our blockers to creating those great outcomes for students and building coherent strategic plans on the front end. And then really think about what are the implementation steps required, whether that is reconstructing the instructional minutes in our day, whether it is using, you know, robust professional learning to ensure that all of the adults in the building or all the adults in the system are kind of understanding what we're trying to accomplish and have the tools to do so. But it also goes into using tools like AI, both from an implementation and an impact perspective, to do things like objective classroom monitoring. How do we understand what's happening with the student talk track, the teacher talk track? How do we get into things like wait time, reflection of academic language? How do we help a teacher in a classroom understand the right instructional strategies by using AI tools for observation? And how do we think about things like intervention and support for students and classroom educators using, you know, kind of machine learning and big data set analysis to help us understand the trends of what's happening, maybe in a building, maybe in a district, maybe in a region, or maybe even nationally across our system, right? We can use AI both generatively as well as from a machine learning perspective to help us understand the trends that we're seeing, and then you know, get much more aggressive in our ability to give great recommendations for what's next, what's needed, and support our educators. So we really think a lot about those tools in total as kind of key levers for the future that we'll be able to pull to create greater efficiency in our system.
Yeah, so what I just want to make sure, you know, our audience really takes away from that, it still starts with what has been impactful in education indefinitely, right? You're listening first, then you're creating a plan, right, with your expertise and with their knowledge of the communities they serve. And I think what you're talking about, the leverage of AI, is really being able now to take all of that information, all of those conversations, and now all of that data. Like you said, now the possibilities are more infinite in terms of you could have an impact at a local level, a district level, state level, or even nationally. And sounds like the blueprint is there. Now you're just really being selective and intentional about what AI tools or what technology you're bringing into the equation. Does that kind of summarize like where Better Lessons started and where it's going?
I love it. I would say this. Teaching will always be a people business. It's a human-centric business. I think one of the big concerns that we have heard about AI, because I think it's an often misunderstood tool, is whether or not it suddenly becomes a replacement for the humanity of teaching. We've had the same conversation, by the way, when it came to computers, the internet, one-to-one in classrooms. And I think what we have found is when we keep humanity at the heart of what we're trying to accomplish, we can use tools to help us do better more quickly, right? And use those tools to help us understand large data trends in a way that it's just more efficient and effective than we can do ourselves. Generate suggestions for what's next in the classroom more efficiently than what we can do ourselves. But the advent of digital core curriculum did the same thing. The advent of the internet did the same thing. The advent of personal computing did the same thing. It made us better at our jobs so we can focus less on the work of analysis and think more about the work of application. And application is a human process.
Well, there it is. I think if we just had listeners, especially educators out there, hear that part, you know, not just about Better Lesson, but the current and future state of education with, you know, AI at the forefront. I mean, that is it right there. So Matt, I want to really say thank you, because if more people hear that, which hopefully they hear this at the AI symposium we're hosting in Albany, thanks to your sponsorship and generosity, I think they now just need to see like how that lives and feels. But I think you're on the right track of how you're messaging that humans are at the forefront. These are tools to help you succeed. And that data part, that's not why any of us got into education in the first place. It was to make an impact with people and see the impact it has as they, as you said, leave schools equipped for life ahead of them and, you know, ready to meet whatever moments come their way. So Matt, I want to say thank you so much for leading today's conversation. Anything else folks should know about you? What are some things they've known about you? They've known about Better Lesson, but as you mentioned, you're always evolving. What are some things people might not know if they haven't checked you all out in the last few months or last year or so?
You know, Better Lesson was the free lesson plan company, then the PL company. We now really think a lot about teaching and learning. And I think that what I'm most excited about is seeing our talented, passionate team here get to really reach out and have an impact, not only at a local and district level, but also now at a state level. And I think being able to expand that impact, you know, it's a wonderfully talented team here. And if you haven't checked us out in a while, go to betterlesson.com and take a look. We recently acquired a company called Able. So we're now also focused on instructional minutes and resource allocation. So we're here to be the full service support for anyone who's leading a teaching and learning organization. And we're excited about the opportunity to get to join in and do that work side by side with you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks again. Thanks to our audience for listening. Check out betterlesson.com. Matt, thank you again for being part of this. Can't wait to see you and the Better Lesson team in Albany next month.
Brett, we're excited. Thanks, and looking forward to seeing y'all.